While scattered showers continue this afternoon and evening over Southern California, part of the same disturbance is giving the northern parts of the state an absolute deluge. And while the lake level at the water-besieged Oroville Dam has been going down in recent days, there are fears more inundation could do even more damage to the crumbling spillway there. Oroville, you may think, is a Northern California problem, but it's not. California's water supply, of course, is intertwined all up and down the state, and Kevin Roderick is here to talk about how what's happening up there can affect our water supply down here. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
First, let's talk about the dam itself right now. Is it holding, and are people still having to leave, or are things quieter now?
Well, the evacuation in the Oroville Lake area is over. That was last weekend. And sure, there was never any doubt that the dam itself would hold. The whole issue is about the spillways there, the one main concrete spillway, the one that's providing all these dramatic pictures of whitewater, has eroded away. The concrete has eroded away. And then the lake got so full that the water spilled over the emergency spillway for the first time since the dam was built, and that's created other problems. Well, right now there have been so much water has been let out the main spillway that the water level is below the level of the emergency spillway, and it's hoped that it will stay there, but it's raining again up in Northern California, and it risks flowing over again.
And they're talking anywhere between 8 and 12, perhaps, inches of rain up there over the course of the next few days. What does the Oroville Dam have to do with Southern California? I've got to ask you that question.
Well, here's where it all ties in. Southern California, where we are, you know, we're a lot drier than they are in Northern California. We get a whole lot of our water from the State Water Project, and the main dam on the State Water Project is the Oroville Dam. It forms Lake Oroville, massive reservoir that feeds the State Water Project. So that's where a whole lot of the water for Southern California comes from.
Well, the Water Project, obviously, decades old, as you mentioned. Did engineers foresee this kind of rain, this kind of, I don't know, saturation point at which we seem to be at right now?
Yeah, well, this kind of thing comes and goes in California, right? You know, drought is followed by years of extreme rain and snow, and that's just the way it's always been. So, yes, and they built an emergency spillway to handle that perhaps overflow of the dam. But it is different with climate change because the drought that we just came out of, the dry period, was much drier and lasted longer than previous droughts. And this wet year is bringing more runoff into the dam at an earlier time. It's not, the water's not coming down as snow and staying in the mountains for a few months, which is the way they'd like it to happen. It's coming in as rain, melting the snow, and so a lot more water is flowing into the reservoir.
So the weather is more extreme.
It seems to be, yes.
Governor Jerry Brown has famously, or infamously, depending upon whom you talk to, planned to tunnel under the Sacramento and San Joaquin Delta to bolster the state's water system, mm-hmm. to make it better, to get more water from up there down here as well. How would those plans affect Southern California?
Well, it's important to understand the Delta. That is a very fragile ecosystem of islands where all of the rivers in the Sierras end at this Delta, which leads to San Francisco Bay. It's an estuary, so it is a place where salt water meets fresh water. We only want to bring the fresh water to Southern California. So there is a point in the Delta where the pressure of the freshwater coming down holds back the seawater. And if islands start to fail, when levees start to fail, which has happened before there, that line gets messed up and suddenly the water system that we are counting on to bring water to Southern California, because it's not coming here through pipes. It's coming down rivers through the Delta, sucked by a giant pump into an aqueduct and then sent to Southern California. If the Delta gets messed up, you could suck in seawater and all of a sudden the whole system falls apart.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.